Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. In our previous episode, we talked to you about setting goals, and we thought a good follow-up piece to that is why? Why are we setting the goals? It's really because we want to develop ourselves. And leaders, if your team is not going to get any better than you get. And so you have to work on your own personal development. And when you do, then you have increased your stamina, your ability, your capacity to take your team to the next level as well. Greg, when we were talking about some ideas and kicking this around, you said, hey, we need to start off trying to define what is personal development, and I loved your definition. So why don't you share that?
Well, the reason why I thought it'd be good to do definitions, because when you use certain words, you're like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like one of my friends down in Oklahoma, she got a new job and they gave her the title of consultant. And I go, I don't know what that is.
Right.
I mean, advisor, okay, or executive or director, but consultant is, I don't know. So I think personal development, that's kind of what triggered me, like, let's discuss it. So yeah. It basically is a process that with action designed to improve your talents, potential, employability, and health or wealth, consciously making the effort to improve yourself. I like that part versus like osmosis. It's just going to happen. No, it doesn't, and with or without others recognizing or requesting your development, it's you, it's personal.
Yes.
So you're a very disciplined guy. I know what time you get up normally and you get some stuff done.
Because I'm sending you texts
O Dark 100s, I love that. It's not on my watch, but it's a really good time. But I think the personal development, you've really championed this. And personal involves so many aspects of life. I didn't want to just pick or select certain ones, but it could be spiritual, could be relational. It's still personal development. Kind of knock the ball out of the park for us.
Well, I think that for me, where I really kind of crystallized these ideas in my own mind was a part that I put in my book, Shepherd Leadership, where I started thinking about the health of a leader. And then I thought, the healthiest person ever to have been on planet Earth had to have been Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Luke, the physician, writes just one verse about Jesus, Luke chapter 2, verse 52, that really encompasses his whole growth. It says that Jesus grew in wisdom, so there's his mental growth, in stature, his physical growth, in favor with God, his spiritual growth, and in favor with men, so his relational growth. And I thought, wouldn't we say that that is a perfectly well-rounded person that is healthy mentally, physically, spiritually, and relationally? And so that's really what got me started. And what originally in my outline for Shepherd Leadership started off as one chapter, ended up becoming five chapters because I really wanted to dive deep and unpack that idea of how do we develop ourselves to be the best that we can be for the sake of those people that are around us that we're going to try to lead and invest into.
I think the aspect that intrigues me that you'll be able to expound on for our viewers and even for my own learning is why personal development is so good. Why does it get us places? I was talking to a friend on the phone. I says, hey, what are you reading? He said, not really reading much. My first gumption was, hey, I got a book recommendation. I says, well, if you're not reading, what book intrigues you and why? And the why question got him to answer personal development. Mm-hmm. So if we have leaders and we're friends, how do we help each other in personal development, even though it's personal?
Right. I would think about it this way. Would you rather have somebody come along and speak into your life that can say, I've been there, I've done that, I know how to get there, or somebody that says, I've heard about it, I think that you're supposed to do this? And that's a little bit, I think, of why I want to focus on personal development, because I don't want to be like a travel agent that I just say to somebody, here's your itinerary. Well, what's the restaurants like there? I read some reviews, they sound pretty good. I want to be more like that tour guide that says, I went and checked everything out, and now I've come back to take you with me to say this is, it is attainable. We can get there. Let me show you some of the pitfalls. Let me show you the places we're going to celebrate. Let me show you the great views, because I've been there and I've done that already. And I don't want my personal development to be so that I can say, pat me on the back, right. But I want it to be so that I can truly lead or shepherd other people into that. Think about, I think most people know Psalm 23, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. But the next line talks about Jesus guiding us into the right pastures, the right water. Well, how did he know? Probably because he'd been there.
Right.
He knew this is the best pasture for these sheep. This is the best water. I know how to take you there. That's why I want to develop myself, to be able to take people to those places.
That is so well said. And I think associates are a little tentative. Yeah, let's try this. Have you ever done it? Well, I don't even know if it's attainable, but I'm going to have you guys do it.
But I heard about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I read about it in a book. And
right.
When I was on a plane stuck, I think that's the part where I think the leader, I don't want to say shows by example, but at least experience. One of the things that you brought up as we were preparing was about difficult tasks and why personal development is sometimes ignored or procrastinated. The difficult task part, how do we master that approach?
Yeah.
Why do we have that?
You know, there was something that has always stuck in my mind. When Harrison was younger, there was a book, I don't know if you remember this book, Harrison, called God's Mountain Man, that I was reading to you. It was Jedediah Smith, I want to say was his last. I know Jedediah was his first name. But he was an explorer, and he would like take groups that were trying to go all the way across, you know, the uncharted areas of the western part of the United States, and he'd lead out hunting parties and everything. But one of the statements I remember about him is that people said, he was always far enough out in front of us that he could spot trouble areas and let us know, but he never got so far out that we couldn't see him. And I think that that's what the challenge is for people that are developing themselves, is I have to go somewhere that maybe somebody else hasn't gone before, which means I have to be really confident in myself, because I'm going to stumble. I'm going to run into some things that I didn't know was there. I'm going to twist my ankle because I just didn't know that hole was there. And so I have to be confident that I've been called to this leadership position. Otherwise, when people are snickering back there, he fell in that hole, you know, that I'm not taking that personally, that I say, right. Yep, but I did this to uncover it for you so that you don't have to twist your ankle in that hole. So that, I think that's one of the biggest things for why do people hesitate? It is painful. It is lonely sometimes. Man, I'm struggling away at some things. I'm learning some things, and everybody else is out having fun, and I'm over here, you know, just nose to the grindstone. But when we keep in mind, it's for other people. It's not for me. Mm-hmm. It's so that I can invest in other people. That's what makes it worthwhile.
I think in our notes, we kind of touched on a subject that you can blow up here a little longer. Immediate gratification and personal development. Mm-hmm. And that almost is counterintuitive, because it does take time to develop.
Yep.
Maybe share.
Yeah. Anything that you're doing, well, you'll know this especially from sports. And I know it from when you've like tried to tweak my golf swing or something. You know, so
I'm not a golf coach. I'm a leadership coach, not a golf coach.
Yeah. Well, but your tips have helped me. But you know, when somebody teaches you, they show you something different, it feels like everything is different. Like, I feel like, you know, you're asking me to like twist my body around to do this, or, you know, I'm right-handed, but it almost makes it feel like you're asking me to do this left-handed. It just feels so awkward. And because of that awkwardness, you're not going to have immediate gratification when there's a tweak on something. But if you trust the person that's speaking into your life and you say, okay, I'm going to stick with this. Gradually, you'll get more comfortable with it, and then you'll experience the rewards. But if you're just looking for, like I see a lot of people, you know, try this, and they try it one time, and they go, I'm just no good at this. You did it once.
Right.
I was no good my first time either, you know, but you're looking at me now and going, yeah, well, I'll never get to your level. I've been doing it for 20 years, you know, and you have to remind people of that. I have to remind myself of that. When I look in the mirror and look at other people, they've been doing it longer than I have. So you're never going to have that immediate gratification. It's going to feel, if anything, you're going to say, this is wrong. I want to go back to the way I did it before. You know, and that's why we were talking about goals in our last episode. Right. That's why you have to have those goals. I'm going to, this is, I can only do it this far. And the coach says, nope, you can do it more. All right. Well, I trust this coach because they've been there, done that. They have the experience. And so I'm, you know, I'll trust them and stick with the process and then get the rewards later.
And I think that's the part, it's a process, not a point.
Yes.
Where people are like, well, you know, I did this for a while and didn't work. You did it for 11 days.
Right.
You know, it's, you got to do this or that or whatever it is. I think maybe a negativity with personal development that you can maybe crush here, so it's not going to linger anymore. Fixing is sort of the, well, you got to fix that.
Right.
Why don't we switch that as leaders and say, here's a growth
yes.
opportunity versus this is a thing to fix.
Yep. My daughter, when she was first exploring the idea of going into the engineering field, we had an opportunity to go to a engineering firm and kind of shadow some people for the whole day. And we sat in on their staff meeting, and I loved the way that they led this thing. They called it polishing the silver. This is where they said that it's really good, but there's a little blemish on here. How can we polish this? And so they weren't saying, let's fix it. They were saying, it's good. It's sterling silver right there, but it has a little bit of a stain on there. How can we buff that out? How can we add just a little tweak to polish that? And I love that idea. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, what you're doing is wrong, it's broken, to say, how can we polish this already? Because you and I and everybody has been, I believe, that God makes us gifted. He gives us strengths. He gives us abilities. Your abilities are different than mine. And so
I'd like some of yours.
Yeah. You know, well, and I'd like some of yours. And there's other people's that, you know, oh, I'd really like some of that. God didn't give me those for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean that I'm broken. It just means that maybe I'm not using my strengths the best way that I could. So I don't need to be, mm-hmm. I don't need to be fixed. You don't need to be fixed. That's not what personal development is. It's not fixing what's broken. It's saying, let's take what God has already put in you that's a strength, and let's polish that up, and let's set some goals and watch you just really soar in this area that you're already gifted in.
I believe you've used this book as a resource. I've done it many, 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 many times. It's Strength Finders.
Yes. Yep.
And that kind of plays to that polish. So it's not like, oh, that's a weakness. Let's bandage that. Let's expose mm-hmm. that. Let's address that. Because if it's a weakness, it's not going to feel great. It might be a thing where you have strengths and you're just not playing to your strengths. And I like the positivity of that. In your notes, I like the one comment you talked about lids regarding, you know, kind of identify areas where in your life there's a lid mm-hmm. and who put it there. And I think that's something that you can share as a leader with experience, what the lid's about.
Absolutely. I was just looking up something real quick because okay. I actually
off script
a little bit, except that you brought it up. So you put it on the script. I wrote down your strengths from the Strengths Finder signature. And one of your strengths is ideation. Mm-hmm. You come up with ideas. I'll throw something on the table. I'm thinking about this. And you have so many ideas that I've never thought of before. And then I just went, wow, that's, mm-hmm. I never thought of those things before. But one of my strengths is this implementation.
Yep.
And so that's why, you know, the fact that you have ideas that I don't have doesn't make you better than me. Mm-mm. The fact that I can implement and come up with an implementation plan doesn't make me better than you. But I can polish your silver. You can polish my silver. And that's I'm helping you grow, which then leads into what you just said about these idea of lids, that there are some lids that I can't lift myself. I have to ask somebody else to come alongside me to help me with that lid. There's other lids that I can lift myself. And until I lift my own lids or come alongside somebody else who can lift my lids, how can I do that for anybody else?
Right.
I'm not in a place to be able to do that because I'm held down by those limitations. And so part of my growth is the humility to say, can you help me? And part of it is my perseverance to say, you know what, this lid, I've got to lift myself. I'm just going to have to dig in and do some work here.
Not to dive so far into lids, but the perception of lids polishing are really good for you leaders out there listening. Some lids we put on ourselves, mm-hmm. some lids are put on by institutions or society. Some are, we're going to have to accept, right?
Right. See,
these are the rules. That's the speed limit.
Right.
You know, you got to pay your taxes, et cetera. But I think the lids that we put on ourselves are really a good place to start.
Yes.
Like, I'm just not, I don't think that's what I, he doesn't really, she doesn't see that. So maybe address the lids we do and why.
The biggest lid that I've had for myself and I hear with other people is the way that I talk to myself.
Ooh.
If somebody else said some of the things to me that I say to myself, I'd want to punch them. You know, I mean, listen, there are times, you know, I mean, maybe you've had, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one, but there's times that, you know, I'm working on something. I just go, Craig, you're such an idiot. I mean, if somebody else walked up to me and said that, hey, Craig, you know, you're an idiot. I'd be like, oh yeah. But somehow it's okay if I say that to myself.
Yeah.
No, it's not okay. And that's where I put some lids on. That's where you have to go, mm-hmm. wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm not an idiot. I went too fast. You know what? I was trying to multitask there. I gotta not do that. I have to just stay focused on this one thing and not try to do those three things because that's where I made the mistake is that I wasn't paying attention to do that. So those are the things that I think one of our biggest lid is ourselves, the way that we talked, oh, I'm never going to get better there. I'm never going to be like them. I'm just so, I forget, I do. And we have to stop talking to ourselves that way.
Excellent. All right. So there are benefits to personal development that kind of tie into, mm-hmm. you know, goals, plan, and execution. You know, why don't maybe start up with a couple of the benefits that you have seen? Could be you or others in your circles where you're like, wow, they did it.
Yeah.
So what are some of the benefits that come to mind?
All right. Well, I'm going to give one because you're like we talked about the ideation. You're so good at you just crank these lists out like this. You already sent me a great list of benefits of personal development. I don't want to steal your thunder.
Go for it.
No, you're going to share your own list because it's your ideas. You're going to share them. This is the biggest one
I'm
for me.
Not talking anymore.
The biggest one for me in personal development is that being able to look back and say, hey, you know what? A year ago, I was here, and now I've gotten here. That means that this next year, I can go here. That's the biggest one for me for personal development. Mm-hmm. When I feel like I've hit a roadblock, to look back and review and say, and look how far I've come. Now, I might feel like I'm in a bit of a plateau right now, but you know what? We need those every once in a while just to catch your breath. You know, the coach, hey, come on the sideline for a play. I just need you to catch your breath so that you can get back in there. So sometimes we're just, you know, we're at that place to just take a breath. But when if I pause and look back and go, wow, I really accomplished some things. I've grown in that area. I handled that much more maturely this time than I would have before. That's what helps me then fuel me to push and say, you know what, I can develop and I can go a little bit farther. So that's the big one for me. You share your list because your list is outstanding.
No. I think the one thing that you shared for us leaders is reflection.
Mm.
That's what you just explained.
Yep.
You know, like sometimes we just go through our day and we're like, yeah, it's 2000 such and such this coming year. I've come a long ways.
Right.
So that's where you can say, or I've made very little progress. And so those reflection times really need us to be in that humility or humble state. And then we have to recognize why. How did I make it so far?
Yes.
What do I need to keep doing?
Yep. Right?
Maybe in the next big goal. Or why didn't I go very far at all? How come? So yep. I think the reflection, that was very good, Craig. I just feel maybe society's a little fast and we don't take time.
That's true. We seldom do. Yep.
And maybe that's personal development. Just in that is just slow the dang thing down.
Yep.
Like this, you know, the Jetson, boy, I just dated myself. It's an old cartoon. George goes out on the treadmill and it goes too fast and he yells for help.
Yep.
You know, stop this crazy thing is his line. And I sometimes think that's what we need to do as leaders. Like, how do we get to this?
Pause.
Right. Pause, exactly. Yep. So I'll rattle a couple off, but then I'm going to maybe say, all right,
okay.
Expound.
All right.
So clear goals, directions, focus, that kind of makes sense with personal development. Mm-hmm. But how do we get there with all the things that we can read or you hear about? Well, I could do that. I could do this. And how do we, hey, one bite at a time.
Yeah, well, let me refer you back to the last episode of the Craig and Greg Show where we talked about goal setting. we'll share that link down below.
There you go. So how do we get a little too scattered?
Yeah.
You know, in person? Well, I'll just do this. I'll learn to cook a little bit. I'll pick up golf. And
right.
Okay, how do we do it all?
Well, the big thing for me is asking this question so that I want to do this so that I can get to this. And I'll sometimes continue to ask that question and that'll help me refine so that I'm not too scattered. I'm not doing too many things. Yeah. You know, I'm changing this so that I can do this, so that will help me do so that, okay, I've got it, you know, to the spot where I can help my team. I can, you know,
mm-hmm. It almost blends the goal setting piece of planning to the personal development still needs planning.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
I think the one thing that I have found with personal development is motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want a little better version of myself. I like your comment. It's too easy to be critical. Look in the mirror. Well, I put 15-watt bulbs by my mirror now, so I look amazing in the morning. I don't think the rest of the world feels that, and I can't sing in a shower worth a nickel, but I digress. So I think motivation is a big one for us. Like, what would you like to be?
Sure.
You know, like, what do you need to give up, or what do you need to do more of to become this better version? And I think that's what we all want.
Absolutely.
As individual leaders. And as we lead others. So better relationships, you know, career opportunities. I have a friend in mind who I won't say his name, but he always wants a better job, but he never puts himself in a better position. So he doesn't develop himself.
Right.
Like, someone wouldn't promote you in your company if they saw evidence.
Yep.
So what do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you, what do we, they say, you know, if you always done what you always, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to have to find a new way to do it.
Sounds like a Laurel and Hardy, doesn't it? Who's on first? Yeah. I think that whole possibility, maybe people are looking for, hey, Craig's changed. He's improved.
Yes.
He's growing. I need him on this committee.
Yep.
I need him in my department. I'm going to recruit him,
yep.
Whatever they happen to be.
Yep.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I think that your own personal development will speak better than your resume, because, you know, everybody knows when you're looking at somebody's resume and you're like director of, and you're like, okay. Or like you said earlier, you know, your friend's like, I'm a consultant. I don't even know what that means.
I really don't.
But you know, there is no mistaking when they just look at you and they see, hey, they're better in this, they're more proficient here, they've got greater energy here. That's a pretty good resume that can't be fudged at all.
Nope.
So, you know, I am going to pull them onto this team or elevate them, promote them.
It's evidence.
Yep.
It's evidence of making changes or giving up a bad habit or adding a new habit that will get you there.
Right.
Reflection was one of them, actually, that you shared. I think the other part is refreshing, like, oh, I could do that a little bit different. It really, I that could help my team,
yes.
Help me, or help my family, or whatever it is. I think the other part is self-aware, and that's a whole other podcast. But you know, the people that are a little bit obtuse, you're like, they're probably going to be in the same spot they were last year.
Right.
And you love to do this,
yeah.
Shake them, but you're like, they got to do that themselves.
Right.
And that's what personal development is personal. So yep. I don't know if there's other things that you'd like to add to it, but examples maybe regarding some of those, you'd say, oh, I did that, or I had one of those leaders on my team regarding, you know, motivation or reflection or self-aware. What would you like
to add? I definitely have seen that in teams that I have been involved with, that the more that I will develop myself, it produces in me this greater capacity, this greater even database, knowledge base in myself, that one of my teammates, when they're like, I'm struggling with this.
Good.
Oh, you know what? I went through that. I read something about that. I talked to somebody who was, you know, and then you can make an introduction or hand a book to them or say, let me go along this journey with you. But if they're sharing that with you and you're just sitting there with a blank look and then you're just like, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know, you're not really leading anything by doing that. Right. So that's what I've experienced for myself, is the more that I keep pushing myself, the more that I have to be able to give to other people. And that's part of my so that. You know, why am I reading this? So that I have it for somebody else. Why am I going through this difficult struggle? So that I have the emotional, physical, spiritual, mental capacity to help somebody else.
Yeah.
That's got to be my so that answer.
I think one caution I've learned, and we'll go come to the land here, but the breakthroughs on personal development is comparing.
Oh, yes.
And it's so discouraging
yes.
for people. You could even do that with your own family and your kids. Like, well, so-and-so, she never did that.
Right.
What do I do with that? You know,
right.
So she's perfect, you know.
Right.
I think the comparison, if you want to maybe share a caution or an aha.
Yeah, comparisons are absolutely killers, because you're not that other person.
Right.
They are a unique individual. And you're not living with them. You're not in their head. You don't know what struggles they've had, what thoughts they're thinking. You don't know where maybe something looks really good on the outside, but someplace in their family or their business that you don't see that's absolutely a disaster area because they've completely neglected something. Don't compare yourself to others. Compare yourself to what your own potential is. That's got to be your comparison. And like I said, and you repeated as well, that reflection part, to look back and say, I'm better now than I was before.
And progress is so exciting.
Yes.
You know, like,
it is very thrilling.
Yep. So my youngest is pretty good at drawing, and I'm actually good with being creative. And we looked at old sketchbooks from a year ago, 5 years ago, and her comment was, wow. And she wanted to say, that's really bad. She goes, wow, I've really improved.
That's a great way to frame it.
So yes. exciting for me to hear her say that. Like,
yes.
I mean, her refinement of eyes and shadowing and muscles and, you know, dimensions of, okay, so your legs are longer than your arms. You know, 5 years ago, you know, looked like the arms were longer than the legs, you know, and she's like, yeah, I have improved. And I think that's part of momentum and infectious, particularly as a leader. Like,
yes.
Hey, I'm working on this, so hold me accountable.
Yep. Absolutely.
Our boss just asked us to hold her accountable? What? And I think there's some freedom to that. Like,
yep.
We're all going to get better. We're going to keep moving. We
yep.
don't want the straggler, you know, like the
yep.
one sheep that was left behind. Maybe just in wrapping up, I'm going to read one quote that I like, then you can do the Aristotle.
Yep.
But I just like that potential word you use, Craig. It's never too late to be the person you might have been. And personal development really is that process of,
yep.
I'm going to actually get closer to what I am and what I should be. And development really gets us more in line.
Yep. Well, and you mentioned Aristotle. I love the quote from him that excellence is a habit.
Yeah.
And habits don't develop like that. It takes time to develop those habits. And sometimes it takes time to undo the bad habits of maybe the way that you're self-talking. So this is a long journey, a long process. As we've said before, this is the advantage and the benefit of having a coach come alongside you. So if you want to check out on maximizeleadership.com under our coaching huddle, fill out the form on there. we'll talk to you and tell you if we're able to come alongside and help you with our coaching, or maybe we need to introduce you to somebody else. But we do believe in you, and we believe that there's some gifts and abilities in you that are unique in you that are not found in anybody else on planet Earth. And there is some specialness there that needs to be developed for the benefit of the people that are around you. We want to be able to help you. So ask questions. You can comment below. You can send a question to us on Twitter at Maximize Podcast. We'd love your feedback. We love your questions. We love your suggestions of maybe future episodes to cover. So stay in touch with us. Let us be able to invest in you and watch your personal development soar. That's what we're here for. Stay tuned. We got lots more great content coming up for you.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.